This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
On behalf of the Department of Justice, I want to pay my respects to your colleague, Congressman John Lewis, an indomitable champion of civil rights and the rule of law. I think it is especially important to remember today that he pursued his cause passionately and successfully with unwavering commitment to nonviolence.
The voice of U.S. Attorney General William Barr appearing before Congress to tell that body that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for a reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States.
Although the death of George Floyd at the hands of the police was a shocking event, the fact is that these events are fortunately quite rare. According to statistics compiled by the Washington Post, the number of unarmed black men killed by police so far this year is 8. The number of unarmed white men killed by police over the same period of time is 11. And the overall numbers of police shootings have been decreasing. Nevertheless, every instance of excessive force is unacceptable and must be addressed appropriately through legal process.
Meanwhile, on the streets of Portland last night, the sounds of federal agents firing tear gas canisters. This followed an appeal to Congress by the mayors of Portland and 5 other major U.S. cities on Monday to make it illegal for the federal government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. U.S. Africa Command says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded 3 others. This is a rare admission by the command. The findings were part of AFRICOM's second quarterly report on civilian casualties. This is VOA.